Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Garrett.
And my name is Esther. It's Saturday and we are here to review.
That means to look back at everything that we learned, to practice it again and make sure we did not forget.
Let's talk about the lessons we learned this week. Our first lesson was on Monday. It was a language lesson and the name of it was called You Can Find It.
Right. For a lot of our language lessons, we've had phrases that we're practicing. This one was a little bit different. We tried using some words to talk about where things are.
Right. We talked about words like next to, beside, above, below, and inside.
It is right. Well, we continued the week with a culture lesson.We talked about table manners. Manners are how you do something or how you speak. It's a polite way to do things.
Right. We also talked about how in different countries and different cultures, people have different table manners.
Well, finally, we had an animals lesson, but we weren't talking about normal animals. We talked about unusual animals.
Right, these are animals that are not very common, like the platypus or the glass frog.
These are special animals. You don't see them very often, though you might get to see some of them if you go to a zoo.
Right, and why are they unusual? Because most people don't know too much about these animals.
Right, well friends, we're going to review all the things that we learned.Let's jump right into it and watch those lessons again one more time.
Hey, Greg. What are you looking for?
My house key. I can't find it, but it's here somewhere.
Is it on your desk?
I think so. I'm looking on my desk. Maybe it's under something.
Or maybe it's between your books?
I'm looking.
Is it next to your plant?
No, it's not here. Where can it be?
Maybe it's on the floor? Is it under your desk?
No. It's not there.
Is it in a drawer?
I can look. No, it's not.
Is it in a pocket?
No, it's not in any of my pockets.
Are you sure? Check again.
It's not... Wait. It is in my pocket. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for having me over for dinner.
Of course. It's better to talk about work after a good meal.
So we won't talk about work as we eat?
No, it's bad table manners to talk with food in your mouth.
Or to chew with your mouth open.
In the U.S., you shouldn't eat too fast. That's not polite.
It's the same in Asia.
In most countries, you wait until everyone has food before you start eating.
And you don't put your elbows on the table.
But table manners look different around the world.
I know. For example, in places such as India and Turkey, it's all right to burp at the table.
Interesting. In the U.S., it's bad manners to do that.
Want some chips, Sarah?
Sure, thanks.
You just used your left hand to take the chips. In some countries, that's not polite.
You're right. Eating with your left hand is a big no-no in India.
Yes, it's not polite.
In Thailand, you don't put a fork in your mouth when you eat. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
You put food onto a spoon before you eat it.
Tell me about table manners in other countries in Asia.
In China and Japan, it's not polite to stick chopsticks upright in a bowl of rice. And don't point at people with your chopsticks.
I'll remember that. What about table manners in Korea?
Well, you eat at the same speed as those around you, and the oldest person at the table should start eating first.
So, once they start eating, everyone else can start eating too?
Exactly.
What are you looking at, Susie?
Unusual animals. There are some really amazing ones.
I know. I love elephants and tigers.
They're not very unusual. But look at this glass frog.
Why is it called that?
Because it has special skin. It's clear, so you can see its insides.
That is unusual. It would be weird to have clear skin.
What about this one? It has a bill like a duck and lays eggs, but it's not a bird.
Is it some kind of lizard?
No, it's a platypus. Platypuses live in Australia.
So do kangaroos. I know about kangaroos, but I'm not too familiar with platypuses.
I'm not either. They look strange.
They do. But that's okay. So do a lot of people.
Huh. That's really interesting.
What is?
The number of species that live in the ocean is unknown. But there may be as many as a million or more.
Wow. That's a lot. Some of the ocean animals we do know about are really amazing.
Like what?
Have you ever heard of a leafy sea dragon? It looks just like floating seaweed, but it's an animal.
I've never heard of that. I'll have to Google it and find a picture.
You should. It's very cool.
I know another ocean animal that is really unusual.
What's that?
A blobfish. Some people say it's the world's ugliest fish.
Why is that?
It has no strong bones or muscles. That's why it looks like a blob.
I'll have to look for a picture.
There are more drawings than photos. No one has ever seen a live blobfish. They live way down deep in the ocean. One was only found in 2003.
That's very interesting. I'll have to read more about them.
Friends, what time is it now? Well, it's time to practice what we learned. Let's start off with that language lesson and do something we call, what is that like? What is that like? I'll give you a word, and you need to think of another word that is like that first word.
Okay, let's start. What is our first word?
Our first word is the word key.
Okay, when I think of a key, I think of a lock and a door.
Okay, yes, because you can use a key to open them up.
Right. How about this word pocket? What words do you think of when you think of the word pocket?
Well, when I think pocket, I think pants. That's because pants often have a lot of pockets.
How about the word drawer?
Cabinet is the word that I think of. Cabinets can have drawers that you put things in. You might put your clothes into a cabinet.
Okay. Then the next word I'm thinking of is the word between. What words do you think of?
When I think of the word between, I think of the word two, the number two. Because if you have two things, then another thing can be between them.
Right, and I think of the word middle, because something that is in between, something might be in the middle of it.
That is a good point. All right, let's move on to our culture lesson and try practicing some of these words by playing a game of act it out. We're going to act out that word without speaking.
Okay, so let me try.
Oh, you're pointing at something. It's part of your body. I think that's an elbow.
Right. It's between the top of my arm and my hands. How about this one? Look carefully.
Okay. You're moving something. You're moving your mouth.
Right. I am moving the part of my body under my nose that makes sounds.
Right. Mouth was one of our key words. Let me try one out. All right.
What you are doing, you are...
What am I using?
You are using your fingers.
There's something in my fingers. You just can't see it.
Okay, you're trying to eat some food, and you are using a fork.
Ooh, I was squeezing my fingers. This one's a little bit hard. I was thinking of chopsticks.
Ah, right, because when you use chopsticks, you need to put them together. Okay, let me also try as well. This one might be a little easier.
Okay, so that action is called scooping. We do that with a spoon.
Right, we use a spoon to scoop up food so we can eat that food.
All right, friends, let's go now to our animals lesson. Our unusual animals. I'll try and describe one of our words, and you have to guess what I'm talking about. Here's our first word. This is an animal that loves to jump around. They often live in Australia.
I know the answer is a kangaroo. Kangaroos jump around, and they hold their babies in their pockets.
Yes, they have a little pouch in the front. All right, here is another word. This is a place. It's very far away from the top. It's a word we use often when talking about the ocean.
Right, the word is deep. Something that is very deep is very far from the top.
Yes. All right, let's do one more. Try and guess this one. This word describes something. Something that doesn't look very nice.
Something that doesn't look nice looks bad. Is the word ugly?
Yes, the word is ugly. Just remember, try not to use that to talk about people. It's not very nice.
Right, because everyone is beautiful and special in their own ways.
Well, friends, that was our review for these lessons. It's time now to take a quick break.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, everyone. This week, we talked about unusual animals. These are always fun to see at the zoo. Esther, can you think of a fun, unusual animal from the zoo?
Right. Well, earlier this week, you talked about the flamingo. And I was thinking that I love their color. They're kind of a pink-orange color we called coral. That's a beautiful color.
Yes, it is. I'm thinking of another one. This animal is called the zebra. They have these black and white stripes. Even though we see them a lot at the zoo, I still think they're pretty unusual.
Right. And you know, I heard that every zebra has different stripes. No two zebra has the same stripe pattern.
Oh, that's a lot like your fingerprint. All right, friends, it's time now to go and watch this week's features.
Hi, I'm Detective Carter. I have a problem.
I have some items, and I need to find one that is different. Can you help me find the odd one out? I have four things. Three belong together, but one is different. It does not go with the other three. Can you give me a hand? At home, sometimes we lose things. Key, scissors, rug, and sweater. Which object is difficult to lose? The answer is rug. It is possible to lose your keys, scissors, and sweater, but rugs usually stay in one place, and they are big. A rug is hard to lose, so rug is the odd one. Next are three things you can find at home, and one that you can't find at home. Which one is not an item at home? Rug, dress, plate, and monster. You're right. Monster. I have a rug, some dresses, and some plates at home. I do not have a monster at my house. Do you? Thanks for giving me a hand. You helped me find the odd one out. See you next time, friends. Hello, Grandpa. How are you today?
I'm very happy.
Really? Why?
Because we're talking about food. I love food.
Me too. But we're not really talking about food.
We're not?
No, we're talking about table manners.
Table manners? Oh, that's no fun.
Anyways, here's the first question. In Korea, who should start eating first?
The hungriest person.
No.
The person who cooked the food?
No. Guess again.
I give up. Who should start eating first?
The oldest person should start eating first.
Oh, that's great. I'm the oldest. I can eat first.
That's right. But you have to be in Korea.
Oh,
okay, here's another question. Which country's table manners surprised you the most?
The one from Korea was the biggest surprise. The oldest gets to eat first.
You like that table manner, huh?
Yeah. Hey, maybe I'll move to Korea. Then I can always eat first.
Grandpa, but do you like Korean food?
Well, no, not really.
Well, why eat first if you don't like the food?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Think about it. friends. Welcome back to What's Next. Let's get started on today's... Oh, wait. Where are my manners? Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Sila. There. Now we can start today's feature. Let's go.
Our first picture starts at a restaurant? Yes, I think so. And what is happening? The waiter is helping the lady in red sit down. That's nice of him. But she does not look happy. Why not? She is looking at the man. Who is her date? Oh, what is he doing? Oh no, he is looking at his phone. How rude. This dinner date is not starting well. Oh boy, the lady in red is not happy. She is looking at the man who is acting a bit rude. What is he doing now? He is eating with his mouth open. Oh, that's a no-no. And is he eating his food first? The girl didn't even get food yet. This man does not have good manners. Well, friends, what do you think the lady should do about this? What will happen next? Ah, good girl. The girl in red has had enough. She is leaving the restaurant because the man has bad manners. Ha ha. Look at the man's face. He is so surprised. He doesn't know what he did wrong. I don't feel sorry for him.
Learning good manners is important for everyone. It shows respect to the other people around you. It also makes a person look more mature, more adult-like. It takes practice, but good manners can help a person get a good job, make new friends, and maybe a future wife or husband. Thanks for joining me today on What's Next.
All right, those were some good features. Let's talk about one more thing from this last week. We talked about something called utensils this last week. That's the things that you use to eat your food, like a fork, a spoon, or chopsticks.
Right. Another word for the word utensil is a tool. And in different cultures, people use different utensils.
Well, Esther, one food that people use all different kinds of utensils for is eating noodles. What do you like to use when you're eating noodles?
Sure. When I eat noodles, I like to use chopsticks. But when I eat pasta, I like to use a fork. How about you?
I actually like to use chopsticks for both of them. They're just so convenient.
Right. And Garrett, I think you're pretty good with chopsticks.
Thank you. Well, friends, we hope to see you again on Monday for a whole new lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Bye.